Well, good evening, everyone, or morning, or afternoon, or whatever time you're watching this workshop on blindness. My name's Paul.
Evening, or others. This is Beth.
We have a wonderful workshop today. It says blindness, but just so you know, right here in the beginning, this is going to deal with any visual impairment, even as we have Dr. Kurt Adams, PhD, do our presentation. Also, we always want to remind you too, we have a great testimonial in BioTouch Healing with the Power in Our Fingertips of a blind man who actually had moments of perfect vision. So let's just start off with our presentation. This is pre-recorded, and then we'll come back and we're going to teach you the sets of points. Those of you who are interested in downloading the workbook, go to justtouch.com/workbook. And in the second half of this evening, we will teach you the sets of points on how to work with blindness. So let's just hear from Dr. Adams right now. Hey, everybody. We have a special guest today, Dr. Kurt Adams. He has a PhD, and he is going to share with us about the situation of blindness. And Kurt, we're just going to let you take it away.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks. Great opportunity. Blindness is what we call a low incidence disability. So people viewing may not know a blind person personally or have interacted with anyone to a great extent. So lots of dynamics around blindness in our society goes very, very deep. If you are from the Judeo-Christian background, there's lots of references to blindness very negatively that go way back into our roots and way back into our mythemes. So I'm a blind person. My retina is detached when I was in kindergarten, so I went from being a sighted child to a blind child just within a couple of days. And I went to a school for blind children for first, second, and third grade in Oregon and learned how to read and write Braille and type on a typewriter and travel confidently with white cane so that I could start public school in fourth grade. And I among the blind, I am an exception in that I am totally blind. Blindness is an impairment of vision. So there are a legal definition that is used to receive government services called legal blindness, which is 20, 2200 and better eye with correction or a visual field of less than 20 degrees. And most people who are termed blind or legally blind have some usable vision. Total blindness is probably about 10% of us. And as far as demographics go, the farther along the age axis you get, the more blind people there are, because most people who are blind have become blind as part of the aging process. So there's something like 800,000 blind kids in K through 12, something around there. About a million of us who are college or working age. And then the vast majority, 20 million plus, are people who are older, 50 and older. When you get to 65 years, 16% of people over 65 have a visual impairment. 23% of people over 85 have a visual impairment. And these are people who live their lives as sighted people in a world that was designed for sighted people and have come accustomed to things like driving and reading print and being able to scan a computer screen quickly and see where they want to click, reading text messages on the fly, all those things that you do as a sighted person in a world that was constructed to make life easy for people who are sighted. So there's probably a grief cycle. Myself as a 5 or 6 year old, kids are so resilient. I think probably for the probably got to middle school, things were just pretty okay for me. And then there's social things that start happening in middle school, high school. I grew up in small towns where when kids turn 16, they got a driver's license and they got a job. No, that wasn't happening for me. So
There's
there's
quite a
quite a
bit
bit
of
of
social
social isolation
isolation then.
then. I
I
got
got
better
better
in
in college,
college,
and
and
I
I
married
married
my
my
college
college
sweetheart.
sweetheart.
We
We
have
have
two
two
grown,
grown,
wonderful
wonderful
adult
adult
children
children
and
and
two
two
grandchildren
grandchildren,
now,
now
a
a two-year-old
2-year-old
and
and
a
a
10-day-old.
10-day-old.
And
And
I
I
love
love
being
being
a
a
grandpa.
grandpa.
But
the
the
dynamics
dynamics
for
for
people
people
with
with
a
a
vision
vision
impairment,
impairment,
there
there
are
are
some
some commonalities.
commonalities. So
So
first
first
I
I
want
want
to
to
talk
talk
about
about
impairment
impairment
versus
versus disability.
disability.
Just
Just because
because
I
I
can't
can't
see
see
does
does not
not mean
mean
I
I
am
am
always
always
in
in
a
a
disabling
disabling
condition.
condition.
So
So
I
I
run
run
two
two
fairly
fairly
large
large
nonprofits,
nonprofits,
American
American
Foundation
Foundation
for
for
the
the
Blind,
Blind,
Lighthouse
Lighthouse
for
for
the
the
Blind,
Blind,
as
as
president
president
and
and
CEO.
CEO.
An
An
example
example
I
I
use
use
is
is
that
that
if
if
I'm
I'm
running
running
a
a
board
board
meeting
meeting
and
and
you
you
hand
hand
my
my
agenda
agenda
and
and
my
my
financials
financials
in
in
Braille,
Braille,
I'm
I'm
a
a
Braille
Braille
reader.
reader.
I
I
can't
can't
operate
operate
just
just
as
as
efficiently
efficiently
as
as
a
a
sighted
sighted
person
person
can
can
with
with
print.
print.
So
So
although
although
I
I
have
have
a
a
visual
visual
impairment,
impairment,
I'm
I'm
not
not
in
in
a
a
disabling
disabling
condition.
condition.
If
If
you
you
hand
hand
me
me
a
a
stack
stack
of
of
print
print
materials,
materials,
my
my
visual
visual
impairment
impairment
has
has
placed
placed
me
me
in
in
a
a
disabling
disabling
condition
condition
relative
relative
to
to
the
the
environment.
environment.
Because
Because
you've
you've
put
put
me
me
in
in
a
a
position
position
where
where
I
I
am
am
tasked
tasked
with
with
operating
operating
in
in
an
an
environment
environment
that's
that's
not
not
accessible
accessible
to
to
me.
me.
So
So
another
another
example
example
I
I
like
like
to
to
use
use
is
is
if
if I'm
I'm speaking
speaking
to
to
a
a
large
large
audience,
audience,
I'll
I'll
say,
say,
you know, who
who
in
in
here
here
is
is
5'2"
5'2"
or
or
shorter?
shorter?
And
And
clap
clap
your
your
hands.
hands.
And
And
there's
there's always
always going
going
to
to
be
be
some
some
people.
people.
And
And
I'll
I'll
say,
say,
if I'm
if I'm
your
your
housemate
housemate
and
and
I
I
put
put your
your car
car
keys
keys
on
on
a
a
shelf
shelf
that's
that's
8 feet
8 feet
off
off
the
the
floor,
floor,
you're
you're
in
in
a
a
disabling
disabling
condition
condition
because
because
of
of
your
your
height.
height.
You
You
can't
can't
reach
reach
it.
it.
So
So
you're
you're
going
going
to
to
have
have
to
to
do
do
something.
something.
You're
You're
going
going
to
to
have
have
to
to
get
get
a
a
tool,
tool,
like
like
a
a
stool,
stool,
step
step
stool,
stool,
to
to
allow
allow
you
you
to
to
reach
reach
the
the
keys,
keys,
which
which
are
are
placed
placed
in
in
a
a
placed
placed
in
in
a
a
great
great
position
position
if
if
you're
you're
6'4",
six foot four,
but
but
not
not
so
so
great
great
if
if
you're
you're
5'2".
5'2".
Or
Or
you're
you're
going
going
to
to
have
have
to
to
create
create
a
a
team.
team.
You're
You're
going
going
to
to
have
have
to
to
go
go
find
find
someone
someone
who's
who's
taller
taller
and
and
enlist
enlist
their
their
support.
support.
You
You
may
may
want
want
to
to
build
build
a
a
lower
lower
shelf
shelf
and
and
train
train
your
your
housemate
housemate
not
not
to
to
put
put
stuff
stuff
on
on
the
the
high
high
shelf.
shelf.
So
So
that's
that's
very
very
analogous
analogous
to
to
being
being
a
a
person
person
with
with
an
an
impairment,
impairment,
whether
whether
it's
it's
a
a
visual
visual
impairment,
impairment,
mobility
mobility
impairment,
impairment,
hearing
hearing
impairment.
impairment.
We
We
need
need
to
to
make
make
accommodations
accommodations
and
and
adaptations,
adaptations,
in
in
order
order
to
to
thrive
thrive
in
in
an
an
environment
environment
that
that
was
was
built,
built,
to
to
the
the
specifications
specifications
of
of
the
the
majority.
majority.
Our
Our
majority
majority
of
of
people
people
don't
don't
have
have
impairments.
impairments.
That
That
definitely
definitely
changes
changes
as
as
at
at
the
the
end
end
of
of
life.
life.
Many,
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 many
many
of
of
us
us
will
will
have
have
some
some
level
level
of
of
impairment,
impairment,
as
as
part
part
of
of
the
the
aging
aging
process.
process.
So
So
when
when
we
we
think
think
about
about
those
those
disabling
disabling
conditions,
conditions,
we
we
also
also
think
think
about
about
what
what
tools
tools
do
do
we
we
need
need
in
in
order
order
to
to thrive.
thrive. That's
That's
my
my
interest,
interest,
is
is
creating
creating
opportunities
opportunities
for
for
blind
blind
people
people
to
to
thrive.
thrive.
And in
In
particular,
particular,
I'm
I'm
interested
interested
in
in
employment.
employment.
In
In
the
the
working
working
age,
age,
blind
blind
adult
adult
population,
population,
only
only
35%
35%
of
of
those
those
are
are
working.
working.
So
So
about
about 70%
70% of
of
the
the
general
general
population
population
of
of
working
working
age
age
work.
work.
So
So
only
only
about
about
half
half
that
that
number
number
of
of
us
us
who
who
are
are
blind
blind
work.
work.
And
And
of
of
course,
course,
there's
there's
economic
economic
ramifications
ramifications
of
of
that.
that.
Many,
Many,
many
many
of
of
us
us
live
live
in
in
poverty.
poverty.
All
All
the
the
disparities
disparities
are
are
worse:
worse:
the
the
health
health
disparities,
disparities,
the
the
high
high
school
school
graduation
graduation
rates,
rates,
the
the
college
college
entrance
entrance
rates,
rates,
the
the
college
college
dropout
dropout
rates,
rates,
the
the
level
level
of
of
employment,
employment,
the
the
level
level
of
of
income,
income,
level
level
of
of
upward
upward
mobility
mobility
for
for
those
those
of
of
us
us
who
who
do
do
work.
work.
Over
Over
50%
50%
of
of
us
us
work
work
for
for
government
government
or
or
nonprofit,
nonprofit,
where
where
salaries
salaries
are
are
lovely,
lovely,
but
but
they
they
are
are
limited
limited
compared
compared
to
to
some
some
other
other
sectors
sectors
of
of
the
the
economy.
economy.
We're
We're
in
in
a
a
much
much
narrower
narrower
range
range
of
of
occupation,
occupation,
and
and
lower
lower
salary
salary
levels,
levels,
lower
lower
income
income
levels.
levels.
So,
So,
there's a
there's a
constant
constant
need.
need.
So
So
there's
there's
a
a
flip
flip
side
side
here.
here.
There's
There's
a
a
constant
constant
need
need
to
to
adapt,
adapt,
to
to
be
be
creative,
creative,
to
to
figure
figure
things
things
out.
out.
It
It costs
costs more
more
to
to
be
be
a
a
person
person
with
with
an
an
impairment.
impairment. You have to buy specialized equipment and software, and you need specialized training. Public transportation is often a challenge, as we typically are required to use public transportation, which is not as independent as some other forms of personal transportation can be. There are microaggressions, which are fairly constant. So if I'm with my beautiful wife who is sighted at a restaurant, Many times the server has asked her what I would like to eat. As you mentioned, I have a PhD. I climb Mount Rainier. I ran cross country and meddled in cross country skiing. And I run a couple big nonprofits and I started my own business. So I'm a capable person. But there is an assumption. And I don't blame people because they haven't been educated or exposed. But there's just a deeply ingrained assumption that a person has a physical impairment or maybe a mental or capability impairment. So we're often infantilized. I travel a lot. The airport is probably the worst place ever for microaggressions. I laughed out loud at a woman I know, Chance Fleet, who works at the Talking Book and Braille Library in New York City, wrote a Facebook post about experiencing a microaggression at her job. And she wrote, if I want microaggressions, I'll go to the airport. So I chuckled. Because, again, people aren't trained. Not their fault. But if I go to the ticket counter and say I need a meat assist person to help me get to the gate, oftentimes I'm met with someone who's not a native English speaker. Typically speak English a lot better than I speak their born language. But again, they haven't had training. They almost always insist on a wheelchair. I always have a little, not always, but frequently a little argument. Like, I don't need a wheelchair. I can walk just fine. I just need to touch your elbow. And I give them a little kind of on-the-spot training. And then the TSA person, 80% of the time, will talk to whoever I'm with. Does he have his ID? Does he have his boarding pass? So there's kind of a constant barrage of that kind of stuff, which is very tiring. You know, we learn to choose our battles. We do have to learn how to advocate for ourselves. It's a skill I did not have until I was probably in my 30s. A little story, when I was in high school, Snohomish, Washington High. There were probably about 30 of us who were kind of the college bound group. In my senior year, I walked in physics in the first period, then traveled to math analysis for second period, and then chemistry. And I walked in with my white cane, and the chemistry teacher said, no, you cannot take chemistry. That is a safety issue. You need to go to the office and get a different class. And I did it. My parents were teachers. I went home and told them. They said, well, if that's what Mr. So-and-so says, then that's that. So I sat in a study hall and read trashy novels third period of my senior year. And now I've met wine people who have PhDs in chemistry. A gentleman friend of mine, Hobie Wedler, is a renowned wine expert. He has a PhD in chemistry. I've met wine people who teach chemistry at universities. So I know that those limits were placed on me because of people's assumptions and perceptions, and they weren't true. I did not have the advocacy skills that I now have. I was not connected with other blind individuals or organized blindness groups. And that is one thing I'll recommend, no matter where you're at in your blindness journey, if you're a parent of a blind kid, if you're a person who's experiencing degenerative vision loss as part of the aging process, if you are like me and been blind a long time, to join. And it's so easy to join now with the internet. There are several national groups, the National Federation of the Blind, American Council of the Blind. They have state and local chapters. There are organizations of blind students. There are organizations of parents of blind children. There are organizations of blind parents of sighted children. So you can find a community. You can find people who are experiencing similarly to you, who have walked the path before you and have figured some things out. And they'll be very excited and willing to share what they've learned. So I think finding community is very, very important for anyone facing challenges in life, whatever they may be. You don't have to do that alone. I would also say that to read about blindness, blind people, there are many biographies, autobiographies, articles, with the search engines that are available today, the assistive technology. If you have an iPhone or an Android phone in your pocket, you have a built-in screen reading system that comes preloaded for iPhone. It's called VoiceOver. You turn it on, it reads to you what's on the screen. It allows you to use swipes and taps to navigate your phone. You got a computer in your pocket that's more powerful than any PC was 10 years ago. Android phone has something similar. If you like to use a PC like I do, I have screen reading software called JAWS, Job Access with Speech. There's screen reading software that's free called NVDA, non-visual display access. And they're not terribly difficult to learn, and they can open up the whole world for you. Unfortunately, like the physical world, the digital world is not completely accessible. We are needing the folks who design websites and apps to have the same care as folks who design new buildings now. No one would ever think about building a public building without a wheelchair ramp and accessible bathrooms. And we need to get there in the digital environment as well, because some of the many of the digital assets, websites, and apps are not fully accessible because they haven't been designed to work seamlessly with the screen reading software. But I will tell you, if you're going to be blind, this is a pretty great time to be blind as far as technology, access to information, the ability to connect with people, the tools that are available. And, there are lots of resources. I would say for those who are newer to blindness, there's a website called Vision Aware. It was actually created by my former organization, the American Foundation for the Blind. It's now being managed by the American Printing House for the Blind. And it is specifically designed for people who are newer to blindness, and their families, their caregivers, the people who love them. No reason to stay in that grief cycle. Totally natural and normal to have it. But there are lots of resources out there now, and lots of support. Another, if family has a blind child, Family Connect is another website AFB Star that American Printing House runs, and that's for families with blind kids. And then there's one for called Career Connect, which is the third of the trio, and that's for people who are working age and seeking employment and careers. So those are great places to start. If you are legally blind, you're entitled to access the National Library Service for the blind and print disabled, which is part of Library of Congress. You can get free a talking book machine and talking book cartridges. They have a download service, so you can just download audible books, talking books onto your phone or your other device. In 1949, Robert Irwin, who was blind, who was president of AFB, was interviewed by the New York Times because they had started the talking book program with Helen Keller, recording books on phonograph records for people who are blind. And it was something like the 15th anniversary of the talking book program. So they interviewed him, and he said, the talking book will have very limited use because there's no reason that a sighted person would want to listen to a book. So some of our technologies developed specifically for people with impairments have made the world better for everybody. So the talking book, curb cuts. You know, people in wheelchairs hauled themselves up the steps of the Capitol to get ADA passed and have curb cuts in the sidewalks so people in wheelchairs could cross the street. Now something like 1% of the usage is people in wheelchairs. It's parents with strollers and people with grocery carts and skateboarders and rollerbladers and
Perfect.
People like that. Another example is closed captioning. Recent study came out that shows half of the sighted hearing people have closed captioning on when they watch television because it enhances the experience. So impairment leads to innovation. It also, the flip side of all these microaggressions, these obstacles, these need to be creative is it allows us to develop some really unique strengths. If you read a book like The Talent Code that talks about how do people develop strengths, it's by overcoming challenges. And to live every day with an impairment and be in these disabling conditions because of the way the environment's constructed, it allows us to develop a lot of strength and resilience and grit and perseverance and creative problem solving and how to analyze and manage risks and how to put together and work with teams and how to communicate effectively. So back around to my passion, employment, those are all of the characteristics employers are saying they need in the 21st century, and they can't find enough good people to hire. And there's a lot of us out here with those strengths who would be so joy-filled to be given an opportunity to participate in the economy and to contribute
right.
Our skills to a good organization. So,
wow.
I think I just talked a lot.
Oh, that was perfect. that was perfect, Dr. Kurt.
I think I covered what I wanted to cover. So I just really, really appreciate the opportunity to share.
And we appreciate, this will be great to show folks. And, you know, it there you go. That was perfect. You got to turn yourself on there. There you are. All right. So.
Okay. The one thing that I got out of that is, wow. Hope.
Right. Yeah.
Hope.
I mean, what I really like too is impairment leads to innovation.
I love that. That's true, isn't it?
There's BioTouch, you know, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to teach you, you know, he said to join groups too. Well, there's no better group to join than BioTouch to help with what he talked about, the impairment. So, you know, we have worked with everything from glaucoma to cataracts to just visual impairments to, as we said, total blindness. So it's a very simple few sets of points, and it's definitely innovative. So
it is, and, you know, and he was talking about those who care for, and you know, that's really what BioTouch also does. It gives us, you know, those that are caregivers, and then the ones that we're caring for makes them feel cared for. So it's a win-win, isn't it, for everyone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Innovation.
And I think what's important, too, is because I can't see doesn't mean I'm disabled. When you talked about microaggressions, I really, you know, I realized, you know, how I do that all the time with disabled people. I talk to their caregiver instead of directly to the disabled.
It's like, hello.
Yeah.
I'm
so,
here.
So what's nice about BioTouch in relation to that is you can touch that person who's blind or has an impairment, and you're connecting with that person directly. It's not through somebody. So, for those who have not ever participated in a workshop with us, you can go to justtouch.com/workbook. And Bev is going to teach us a few sets of points. Also, for those who've never done BioTouch, he's just going to go over a few bullet points about what BioTouch is. So take it away, Bev.
Okay. So if you have the workbook, we do have our front page. is just a compilation, an overview of the condition. Just kind of gives you some general information and some information at the bottom about the foundation, International Foundation of Biomagnetics. So we always like to start with these four bullets because many of you join us on a regular basis, but we're always having new people join. We just like to give an overview of what is BioTouch. So let's begin with that. As it says, it is a simple hands-on healing technique. So we use the first two fingers of our hands and we touch lightly on the skin. It's a whole technique made up of 17 different sets of points that address literally anything the body can manifest. So it's very light touch. We say like a butterfly, lightly on the skin. The definition of BioTouch is one person touching another person lightly on the skin. So of course, we're always going to have the question, can you do it on yourself? And our answer is always, well, if you can reach those points, why not? Is it as effective as two people working together? No, we do not call that BioTouch. Again, one person touching another. So this infers a relationship. So with that in mind, let's just go over these four bullets. First one is it's easy to learn. And yes, children have learned it, have gotten certified in our trainings. So I always think BioTouch allows us to, when we're in that relationship, just being present with another person and that sense of just being safe and trusting. We are as children. It's just so simple and so unassuming. BioTouch is a complement to any healthcare program. Absolutely. It doesn't matter what you are. If you're under a doctor's care, if you're doing a specific diet, if you're taking prescriptions, if you're doing other modalities, whatever it is that you are doing in your healing journey, BioTouch will contribute to it, will enhance it, and will completely integrate with it. So we kind of look at BioTouch as an integrative, a complementary, and a holistic system. So it's, like I said, it would just, whatever you're doing, it's just going to aid and enhance that process. There are no levels of ability. We all have it within us. BioTouch is innate in us, and that means we can all reach out and touch another person. We all have the innate ability to care for each other, to want to help someone in their pain. And so we all have the ability to practice and to be effective. So the very first time when you learn a few just simple sets of points in the technique, you can actually practice with another person and be totally effective for that person. And they can turn around and do the same for you. So it's a very unique technique and it's meant for every single one of us. You don't need to even know anatomy. You know, this is a system that helps the body to help itself. It's very innate in all of us to do that. And the last button, it requires no special preparation. We do not have a philosophy. We do not have a belief system. Whatever your personal belief systems or philosophies are, everything is honored. You do not have to prepare yourself to help another person. You do not have to, you can do anything you want. It's not going to do anything, but there is nothing that is immediately necessary. You just take those two fingers and touch lightly on the skin. So those are kind of a basic overview of BioTouch. So we're going to start there's a few steps that we always recommend. The first one is we always wash our hands before you do a session with someone. Just wash your hands. Again, it's one person touching another person. We always begin every session with what is called the greeting, and we will, that's the first set that we will teach tonight. There, and we always want to hold those points 6 to 8 seconds, and you will see on the videos what we mean by points on the body. You can practice it anywhere, anytime, with anyone. It is just that accessible to all of us. So we are going to begin by, on this page 7, we put this in the manual. We're not going to go over these terms except for the first two. And I was talking about a relationship that BioTouch allows us to enter into. And the two people involved, the first one is called the associate. And as it says, this is the person who performs the procedures that touches someone. So it's, we use it as a matter of convenience, but as the dictionary describes an associate, it is one who is inspired to pursue, and often in the company with another, implying an intimacy and equality. That's BioTouch, the relationship of healing, an equality, and one having an interest in common with another. The second person in that relationship is called the recipient. This is the person that is receiving the touch. And in that equality, we know that it's a true relationship because both of these people give and receive equally. It's a beautiful, beautiful technique. So we are ready to begin. Paul, I guess we're going to, did you want to?
Yeah, let me talk about this first.
Talk
so
about
each page, each set has two pages. The first page you see here is a drawing with the point numbers. And the second page is the words of how to find those points. And if you'll notice on each of those pages, there's a little purple that says click here to watch video. And that will take you to the video onto our website and show somebody doing those points as they're explaining where those points are, same as it's written here. So it's very easy. You don't have to memorize everything tonight. Download again that workbook, justtouch.com/workbook, and you can get the workbook on blindness.
Thank you. So we're going to begin, as I mentioned before, sharing the greeting. This is the one set that you're always going to begin before you do anything else, any of the other sets of points with someone. You always want to start with a greeting because it literally opens the body and it creates a harmony in that relationship between the associate and the recipient. The one thing that's unique about the greeting is you're going to use both hands for everything except for the greeting. You want to use one hand and you want to use the dominant hand. There's only two points, as you can see in the diagram, and you want to use both hands. So we're going to watch the video and you can see someone doing the greeting with another person. So let's go ahead and watch that.
The greeting is always performed at the beginning of each session. It's the only set that uses one hand and the only set that indicates which hand to use. The greeting is performed with the dominant hand. If you are right-handed, use your right hand. If you are left-handed, use your left hand. The greeting is made by touching at point 1, which is in the fleshy area just below the bottom of the breastbone or sternum. Hold this point for 6 to 8 seconds. Then, with the same two fingers, touch point 2 on the back. To find point 2, look for the big bone at the base of the neck. From here, move 1 to 1.5 inches to the left. This is point 2. Hold this point for 6 to 8 seconds. More than one associate may work with a recipient provided that all of the associates perform the greeting. If the associate or the recipient leaves the session, or if someone who hasn't done the greeting touches either the recipient or the associate, the greeting must be reestablished. Then the session may proceed from where it was interrupted.
Okay, so now we've done the greeting. We're ready to do these other sets of points. And just to let you know, when we put together these workbooks, we select specific sets of points that we feel are beginning. You can begin with these sets of points, and there's other sets of points that you may decide to use as well. So this is just a suggestion from us on the basic ones to begin with. So of course, we've done the greeting. Now we're ready to do the eyes, the eye set. This is, it addresses all of those eye conditions that cataracts, glaucoma, poor eyesight, impairments of any kind relating to the eyes. So, and who knows? I mean, as Paul said in our book, we did have this man that started to see. So all things are possible with BioTouch. So the eye set is very, that's a great place to start. It's very simple. So let's go ahead and watch the video of the eyes.
The eye set is performed on the same side of the head. It may be used to address any type of eye conditions. Hold point X is located on both sides of the head and may be found in either of the following ways. Place the first two fingers of one hand in the indentation beside the neck muscle at the base of the skull, then slide the fingers up the back of the skull, over a rise in the bone, to a very definite valley or dent, which is hold point X. Another way to find X is to estimate a point about one-third of the way down from the top of the ear and 1 to 1.5 inches behind the back edge of the ear. Again, there is a definite valley or dent in the skull, and this is hold point X. It is also the same as point 4 of the headset. To perform this set, hold X and touch points 1 through 4, which are on the same side of the head as X. These points are in a line beginning at point 1, which is just in front of where the ear meets the face. Point 2 is halfway between point 1 and the outside corner of the eye. Point 3 is at the outside corner of the eye. To touch point 4, ask the recipient to close their eye and touch on the recipient's closed eyelid. This is a sensitive area, so work gently. Repeat the procedure on the other side of the head. Hold point X, and with the other hand, touch point 1, which is just in front of where the ear meets the face. Point 2 is halfway between point 1 and the outside corner of the eye, and point 3 is at the outside corner of the eye. End with point 4 on the recipient's closed eyelid.
Okay, the next set that we have in the workbook is called the metabolism set. And this is an important set to use because it helps the body to assimilate what it wants, eliminate what it doesn't, and really help the body to begin its own natural healing ability. So this is a really good one to use overall in blindness or anything having to do with sight, infections and things like that in the eyes. So let's go ahead and watch the video.
The metabolism set can be used to help the body assimilate what it needs and eliminate what it doesn't need. The metabolism set has two steps. Step one involves touching points in matching fire along the large muscles on the front of the neck. Points 1 and 1 are located above the collarbone in the soft indentations on both sides of the notch at the top of the breastbone. Points 2 and 2 are halfway up the neck on the front of the large muscles. Points 3 and 3 are at the top of the neck on the front of the large muscles. The second step involves holding a point on the front of the body and touching points next to the spine on the back. Hold point X on the front of the body is on a line directly between where the nipples would be on a youth and is 1 to 2 inches to the left of the breastbone. Another way to find X is 1/3 of the way up the breastbone from greeting point 1 and 1 to 2 inches to the left of the breastbone. The points on the back are located next to the spine, forming a rectangle around the breakover point. The breakover point is where the bottom of the rib cage joins the spine and can be found by imagining a line directly through the body from greeting point 1. To perform step 2, find hold point X on the front of the body and touch points 1 through 4 on the back. Point 1 is approximately 1 to 2 inches up from the breakover point on the left spine muscle. Point 2 is directly across from point 1 on the right spine muscle. Point 3 is 2 to 3 inches below the breakover point on the right spine muscle. Point 4 is used to address blood sugar problems and is added to the other metabolism points when needed. It is located across from point 3 on the left spine muscle.
Okay, metabolism, that's a good one. The last set we're going to present is the headset. And this is good because it relates to anything, conditions of the brain that has anything to do with any imbalances in the brain. And also it's very interesting. If you look at the diagram here, you can see that point four. That is a point that you touch. But in the eye set, it is the hold point. So who knows what that will do, those two sets together. So let's go ahead and watch the video of the headset.
The headset can be used to address conditions related to the brain. There are four steps in this set. In step one, use Thru-Fire to touch points A and A. Point A on the back of the head is in the center of the neck at the base of the skull. Point A on the front of the head is at the center of the forehead where the forehead begins to curve to the crown. Step 2 is performed in crossfire with the fingers of each hand touching on opposite sides of the head. Hold it X, which is in the indentation beside the neck muscle at the base of the skull. It is the same as point 1 of the back set. On the opposite side of the head, touch points 1 through 5. Points 1, 2, and 3 are on the ridge line formed where the skull curves up toward the crown. Point 1 is above the outside corner of the eye on the ridge. Point 2 is above the front of the ear on the ridge. Point 3 is above the back of the ear on the ridge. To locate point 4, move down the head toward the base of the skull to a horizontal indentation, approximately 1/3 of the way down from the top of the ear, and 1 to 1.5 inches behind the back edge of the ear. Point 5 is opposite hold point X at the base of the skull. Point 5 now becomes the new hold point as points 1 through 5 are touched on the opposite side of the head. In crossfire, touch point 1 above the outside corner of the eye on the ridge. Point 2 above the front of the ear on the ridge. Point 3 is above the back of the ear on the ridge.
Point four is a horizontal indentation approximately 1/3 of the way down from the top of the ear and 1 to 1.5 inches behind the back edge of the ear. And point five is opposite hold point X at the base of the skull. Step three is performed in matching file 1 and 1. Two and two. Three and three. Four and four. Five and five. Finally, in step four, place the open palms of both hands on the points 1 through 3. Be careful.
Careful.
Don't let your hands touch each other.
There you have it.
You can start right now.
You can start right now. You know, I wanted to just take a moment to share it, you know, in the book, BioTouch Healing with the Power in Our Fingertips. If you have the book, if you don't, you really should get it. It's a wonderful story, Deborah Schildhaus and myself, my story of how I found BioTouch. But we actually have the whole testimonial by Curtis, where he said, to begin with, I'm a blind man. In our family, we have blindness that's hereditary. It's called retinitis pigmentosa. And so when we met Curtis, he was completely blind. He had someone come in with him, and we would start working with him. And he, as he shares in his testimonial, one day he was starting to see a little light. And then one day he went into the bathroom to shave and turned on the light, which he did all the time, even though he couldn't see. But one day he turned on the light after getting BioTouch for months, and he said, I saw the ugliest thing in the mirror, and he was looking at himself. The guy was really a funny guy.
Oh, man.
And then a couple of times as he was driving, as they were driving him to Mancos from Durango, he would, out of the corner of his eye, could see this light, and he'd turn his head, and he could see moments of perfect mountains visions. And
wow.
And then the end of his testimonial, he goes, what I'm writing this for is the miracle of BioTouch. And he relates it to the hands of healing. And he says, is it possibly going to heal millions of people that people can minister one to another with the same candor and unselfishness? It could be. It very easily could be.
Oh, that's a show.
Yes.
We need to do a show.
It could be.
Beautiful. That is beautiful.
And we share these so that you can be part of those millions and millions of people on the planet who just, as Bev shared, take those two fingers and reach out and touch another one. So if you have any questions about how to work with blindness, please contact us, office@justtouch.com, and we can help you personally in feeling confident in practicing BioTouch. As Bev said, anybody can do it, and you're going to be effective immediately.
Absolutely.
Go to our website, justtouch.com, for more information, for downloading the manual, all kinds of things, all kinds of information and testimonials.
Yep.
We appreciate you joining us for our workshop on blindness, and we look forward to our next workshop.
We do. Thank you.
Take care, everybody.
Good evening.